Well, Boo, this is take two of this morning's audio, Boo. Had a power failure while the last one was uploading and it got hung up. Well, so good morning again. It is now a quarter past 8 or so on Wednesday the 24th here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Power failure, I guess, because of the snow. I'm not sure. But it knocked out my wireless internet just while my audio, Boo, was uploading. Boo. Anyway, what I recorded was all about how am I being excited, and really, I'm still excited. This morning, I sat down and took in my first lecture on the Neuroscience and Behavior course in MIT's open courseware offerings. And as I said in yesterday's audio, Boo, I've really become fascinated and determined to learn more about neuroscience after having read Gregory Berns's Iconoclast, A Neuroscientist Reveals How to Think Differently. I was all set to just get my hands on a couple books and see what I could teach myself. And then my Twitter friend, IQXS, trumpeted his discovery of the Open Courseware project, and wow is all I can say about it. Wow. It is quite possibly the best offering I've ever seen for self-education. I'm not, of course, if I am, I'm hoping I go through the whole, there's quite a curriculum there just in neuroscience. And for those of you who don't care that much about the brain, there's plenty of other stuff to, as IQXS put it, get smarter for free with. There's math, there's physics, astronomy, biology. It's MIT. But anyway, they have on there, they have lectures, they have PDFs of the course handouts and study guides and exams. They have links to the textbooks, and as I discovered, if you click on the link within the syllabus, a portion of your purchase price for the book will go to benefit the Open Courseware Project. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a donation when I'm in funds again, and it's toward the end of the month, so I've got a while to wait till payday, but I'm definitely going to do that. But pretty much, it gives you almost everything that you need to basically audit the course from far away. It's high quality instruction. I didn't ca I don't see the name of the instructor, but I am going to find out because he's doing a wonderful job. And the one serious gap that one experiences in learning this way, the lack of actual participation in labs, and I'm sorry to say these are audio only lectures for the most part. So sometimes when it gets to talking about the visual aid, it's a little frustrating, but you know what? You're already listening on the internet, and you can hit the pause button, which sometimes you have to do anyway because he gets going on a subject and you can't write that fast. I am taking notes, old fashioned way, decided my grass stained green field notes are going to be dedicated to my neuroscientific education. But so you can pause if he gets ahead of you, which is a great, or you can go get another cup of coffee, and it's not like the professor's there tapping his foot. And in those pauses, I was able to locate the very same images he was talking about. In this case, some slides done by Ramon y Cajal, the father of neuroanatomy, slides, I believe, of cat neurons that he stained with the Golgi process in the 19th century, and they're still pretty amazing images. Beautiful if you're looking at them out of context. I'm throwing them up as the image for this audio boo so you can see. But it just made me realize that any labs that they do or anything, I can at least approximate. I'm sure, for instance, that I'll be able to find somewhere on YouTube or something a video of people dissecting a sheep brain. So we're at that point, folks. It's awesome. We can teach ourselves over the internet. Let me know what you think of these, kateofmind@gmail.com.